So what's your full name?
My name is Rob Tovell.
Okay. And are you affected by this layoff? Is it a...
Yes, I've been with Air Canada for 35 years, in Halifax for 30 years, and I have been told that if I want a job in November, it's in Toronto. So I'll either have to move or commute, which will be very, very difficult and stressful. So it's a disastrous time for me, but even more so for a lot of my colleagues who have young children and mortgages and families with maybe one of their spouses lives works here in another occupation. And what do they do? How do they decide what to do? It's just tearing everybody apart.
Do other people who are laid off have the opportunity to move to Toronto for another job?
According to their seniority. If they have enough seniority, our contract calls for what we call bumping, and you can bump to another base where the most junior crew members are, junior flight attendants are, and that would be, at this point, Toronto, where all the junior people are. But those are people who are earning about a third of what most of the people here are earning, and they also have languages that they were hired with, but according to the contract, that's who will go if we elect to bump to Toronto and start working out of Toronto. But Air Canada is going to make it. We know they're going to make it very difficult for us to do that because they really want us to leave. In fact, we know that they've been telling the junior people in Toronto not to worry about their jobs because they expect most of us to quit.
What kind of profits does Air Canada make as a corporation? What kind of revenue does it get? And so for the senior executives and CEOs?
Well, we know that last year, Mr. Milton, who was our president and then has become the chairman of our holding company, he was made a total of $43 million last year, and I understand there's more millions on the table for him. Our president, Monty Brewer, made last year, I understand, $8 million, and there's more on the table for him too. And but we took a 13.5% pay cut back in 2003 and 2004 with some nasty negotiations. And at that time, we were called by the company valued employees. My latest notice says that I am now 35 years with the company. I am surplus to requirement. So how do I go from valued employee to surplus to requirement? It just boggles my mind.
Well, do you have anything more to add?
Well, we all contribute here to this community. We are involved in, even as flight attendants, we have been involved numerous times with volunteer work. We volunteer to take underprivileged children down to Disney World for the day. Air Canada provides the airplane, but we work the flights there and back and spend time with the children while they're at the park. And if we're not here, then that will not happen because there will be no crew to volunteer to do that. There'll be no flight attendants here at this base. So that's one thing that goes down. There are many other volunteer activities that we've been involved with that you can kiss them goodbye, unfortunately. It's a shame.
What do you think the effects will be like for passengers traveling to and from Halifax?
For passengers, we know that Air Canada is going to be reducing their schedule. That's why they're laying people off. They're going to be reducing their schedule. And with the respect they've shown to us, or lack thereof, you can be sure that their respect for Atlantic Canada is reflected in that. And you can fully expect that there will be fewer flights, smaller airplanes, total of less seats altogether. That's what we expect. Now, Air Canada will probably deny that. They'll say everything will be as normal, but we see the writing on the wall. And it's, you would think that Air Canada's concept now for their business plan is that, for all intents and purposes for them, Canada ends in Montreal. But I don't think we can accept that. Even as Nova Scotians and Maritimers, we can't accept that. It's not possible. It's not acceptable. And that's why I'm so pleased to see the political support that we've had here today.
Mm-hmm. What kind of political support and union leaders did we hear speak at the event today?
Well, I know we had Bill Dukes, who's the provincial minister of tourism, which is a big issue for him. If there's fewer flights coming in and out of Nova Scotia, tourism is going to suffer a blow. We've had Jeff Regan, who's an MP. We've had Peter Kelly, our mayor. And we've had representatives from CAW, the Federation of Labor, and our union, CUPE. And they've all been, everybody has been 100% behind us, and we're so thankful. And I know there, Alexa McDonough spoke as well, very, very favorably. I know I see other members of the political family here as well who are here to support us. They didn't speak, but there's MLAs, there's city councillors I've seen here as well. So we're really thankful for their support.